Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Good Friday morning to you, Sylvia.
Oh, thanks, Mahoney. Happy Friday to you, too.
I mean, does it get any better than a Friday morning here at Legacy Stadium inside the beautiful Venetian and Palazzo, just hanging out, drinking beer, and getting ready for the weekend?
I know.
They've provided us with some amazing beers today. We've got one of my favorites, the 312 Urban Wheat Ale from Goose Island. Also, we'll be kicking off with that because that's a pretty easy beer to like kind of ease into the morning. Only 4.2% alcohol by volume. Also got the Hop Knot IPA. That's a little bit stronger at 6.75. We'll be breaking into that as well from our friends over there at Four Peaks.
So the first beer is going to be like a good breakfast beer.
It's a gateway beer, as somebody might call it, or if a breakfast beer that you might drink during beer for breakfast.
All right.
Absolutely. What do you want to start off with first this morning here? Do we want good news or bad news?
Let's do bad news. Let's get that out of the way.
Well, it's not bad news for you, Sylvia, but it's bad news for Las Vegas local Billy Walters, who is scheduled to report to prison next month. He was ordered to forfeit $25.4 million in insider trading gains. Walters, who's 71, was convicted back in April of trading illicit tips he got from his golf buddy, former Dean Foods chairman Tom Davis. He's scheduled to report to prison on October 10th and begin a five-year sentence. They've been trying to go after Billy Walters for a long, long time. I mean, you might know him. He owns Bally High.
Okay.
He used to own, I believe, Desert Pines and Royal Links, some of the, you know, better golf courses here in Las Vegas. But, you know, a prolific gambler, U.S. District Judge Kevin Castle said on Wednesday he ordered Walters to forfeit the money after finding that it could be traced back to his illegal trades. This case actually entangled pro golfer Phil Mickelson, who wasn't accused of wrongdoing but agreed to pay back almost $1 million he earned in trading on information that he got Billy Walters.
Can you imagine giving away or giving back the $25.4 million?
No. I mean, yes, I understand that he made it illegally, but I still wouldn't want to give it back. I'd be like, oh, I'll do the 5 years, like, but let me keep that $25 million.
Like, as they're trying to, like, take it away from you, you're just kind of, like, trying to pull it back. Like, no, give it back.
So that's the bad news that's floating around Las Vegas today. The good news is that, who knows, maybe they'll have to sell Bally High and we'll actually get some parking for the Raiders Stadium.
Oh, you're still on that, huh? You're going to be on that for
forever.
A long time.
Forever. Get us some damn parking for the Raiders. By the way, looking forward to the game this weekend. We're going to be out at Aces and Ales. But right now, we are out here at Legacy Stadium drinking beer this morning. 312 Urban Wheat Ale is the beer that's kicking us off. We got a lot of giveaways going on this morning. In just, I would say, maybe under 15 or so minutes, maybe 20 minutes, we've got a Legacy gift card. So a $100 gift card to the beer garden area here at Legacy Stadium. It's a true beer garden vibe with a string lights, communal benches, greenery. They got barbecue that goes on today, so it's a perfect day. It's going to be in like the high 70s.
I was going to say that. Like, if you want,
not going to be too windy.
No, if you want to go outside, drink a beer, have some one of those like soft pretzels they got going on.
Absolutely, this is the time of year to enjoy the beauties of Las Vegas, and no better place to do it than the beer garden here at Legacy Stadium. So we're going to get into that, and got the voicemails coming up here shortly. So if you want to give that a call, we'll be checking that shortly at 889-7352. Is that right, Ian?
Oh, look at you.
Is that number right? I don't have it in front of me. Is it 889-7352?
Yes, sir. That's right.
That number is yes. Look at that. It's not like I've worked at this station for 14 years. So 889-7352. Dave is he's indisposed today, so you're stuck with me and Sylvia. And Ian, X1075, good morning.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Better smile every day.
It's Invisalign Theater.
Sounds like a cheesy, like, 80s, early 90s commercial.
Like, all right, so here's what's going on. Mahoney has Invisalign, and that makes it hard. Don't you take that out.
Ew.
Well, I normally, when we are on the air, I take out the top to talk.
How far?
But for Invisalign Theater, you insist that I put it in.
Well, yes, because for the first several weeks when we were doing the radio show, you didn't want to take out your Invisalign because you were afraid that your teeth were going to stay crooked. And so...
Also, it was very painful for him.
It's very painful. I wasn't afraid that they were going to get crooked. It's just very painful.
But you refuse to take them out when you do a radio show. Your one job is to be able to talk.
Whatever.
So put it back in. And here's how this is going to work today.
Perfect.
While he is
nasty.
While he is clicking back his.
Okay, it's in.
Ew.
All right, so while he's getting those back in place, I'm going to play for you the actual speech from Independence Day. You probably all remember this. The great Bill Pullman delivered this. And I actually been watching Bill Pullman recently on that show, The Center, with Jessica Biel on.
Is that good?
It's really good, yeah.
Is it just good because Jessica Biel's hot?
No, that doesn't hurt, but no. It's a very good show.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, here you go. This is the original speech from Independence Day that Mahoney is going to try to recreate for us this morning.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Here, let me just add a little bit at the end.
The fireworks and the planes.
Mm. I mean, that is straight up America.
How do you feel like you're going to perform at this?
I mean, Bill Pullman is one of the finest thespians that we have ever.
Wait, the finest what?
Thespians that we've ever encountered.
Pullman.
I've got the stupid thing in my mouth, people.
This is a big moment for you, Mahoney. This is an iconic scene from a movie that we all loved when we were on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
Independence Day, the dramatic final scene with Bill Pullman. Uh-huh. And you kind of have to give it that little raspy, like, we're fighting for, you know, like just a little bit of that gravel.
You know, I don't do voices.
Yeah. You don't have to do a lot of a voice, just a little gravitas, you know, just a little, our Independence Day. You know,
am I a pirate or the president of the United States?
That's how Bill Pullman delivered it. He kind of talks like that, just a little bit.
I don't do voices, man.
Yeah.
He talks like this.
All right, you ready?
Well, can I get some dramatic music, please, Dave?
Absolutely. A new installment of Invisalign Theater. Mahoney has his Invisalign trays in, and he is all set. Here we go.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as a day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We are going to live on. We are going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. God bless America.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
One of my favorite things about doing this radio show, Sylvia, yeah. is the fact that, you know, we get to talk to listeners, we get to meet listeners, and listeners get to be a big part of our show every single day.
You met a listener the other day.
I did, and she was very nice. She called into the voicemail yesterday. You can hear that on the podcast right now if you want. You can find it either on iTunes. And good news for Android users, the radio.com app is now better than ever. We actually fixed it. It doesn't suck anymore, and it's pretty awesome. And you can listen to podcasts through that.
Oh,
and
nice.
You can stream the station as well, and it doesn't buffer and slow down and just overall
random videos.
Yeah, it's not. They rebuilt it from the ground up. We heard what you were saying, and they fixed it. So nobody's happier about that than us. But the voicemail is a big part of the show. 889-7352. Let's get into it as we broadcast live from Legacy Stadium.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney Ismail.
Message deleted.
No.
Really? I go through all of that. Like, how glad I am to have people interacting with our show. I showered last night, I'll have you know.
You know what? I will agree with you. You do smell nice today.
And I put on deodorant, and I'm not wearing gym clothes.
No.
I actually put on pants today.
Yeah.
You know.
Normally, you just come in your underwear. It's very awkward.
Well, you know, Dave likes it, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with it, Sylvia. But
I see most of it because I sit right next to you.
That's true. You need to just, look at me in the eyes and stop treating me like a piece of meat. I'll have you know. All right, next call.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, when you knock freakishly wide-eyed Dave Vaff out, don't forget to tell him you just got knocked out by a veggie loaf-eating, retaining-wearing bitch. Nice show, guys.
Message deleted.
Thank you so much. When the fight happens, Saturday, October 7th, the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, featuring the Mascot Massacre, which we'll be talking to Joey the Leprechaun. Ian caught up with him over the weekend, and we've got a call that we'll be playing from him. But when I knock Dave's ass out, I will repeat that verbatim, and then I will get it etched onto a plaque, and we will hang it above the studio, so every single day that he will know that he got knocked out by a veggie loaf loving bitch.
Retainer wearing. I messed it up already.
I don't wear a retainer though.
Retainer?
Not yet. Oh, in a month.
Oh, no.
In a month, I got to wear a retainer. When I go to sleep.
Oh, boy.
Because the Invisalign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if you want to get in some calls into the voicemail for later on this morning, 889-7352. Leave your messages there. Also got some giveaways that we're giving away here in just a little bit. That Aces and Ales Growler coming up. Also, Adam Sandler tickets later on this morning. Mm-hmm. X107.5.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Broadcasting live this morning from the Venetian. We are here at the
Legacy Stadium
mm-hmm. at the Venetian Palazzo right here. And you cannot go wrong with the beer garden that they have going on today. They've provided us with some amazing beers today. We've got the Goose Island 312. We've got the Four Peaks Hop Knot IPA, 6.7% ABV. We'll be cracking into some of those a little bit later on this morning. Gave away that gift certificate not too long ago. And right now, we were talking about the fight that's coming up. Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. If you want to get your shirts, they are available. They are the same super soft material that the Dave Mahoney Morning Show shirts were printed on. If you were lucky enough to get your hands on one of those, Sylvia's wearing hers today.
Yeah.
And is it super soft?
I'm very comfortable, yes.
You're very comfortable on that?
Yeah.
So those shirts are still available, only $10.75. 100% of the profits going to benefit the St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. Can't go wrong with that. You can go to davemahoney.com to find those and order those shirts on there on the website, and they will be there before the fights on October 7th. But one of the participants who is taking part in our fight is a guy who's just kind of been all over TV recently. We first met him a month or two ago when Ian talked to him during Ian's Interesting Individuals. A man named Joey the Leprechaun. He was on the America's Got Talent season finale in some crazy video that, like, was it Ain't Gonna Stop Us? Nothing's Gonna Stop
Us
Now?
Something like that.
Something completely bizarre. But this guy is an absolute character. Ian caught up with him earlier this week, and here's a phone call from one of our participants who's fighting Santa Claus, October 7th, Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Here's Joey the Leprechaun.
Las Vegas, you are not going to believe this. I have Joey the Leprechaun on the line. Joey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. So, Joey, are you preparing for the fight next month at Dave and Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo?
Well, I am preparing, but I'm not sure what you mean about preparing physically. I'm just preparing my vocal cords here, just making sure they're lubricated with a pint.
So you're definitely going to take down Santa. How many rounds?
Oh, well, I'm going to give an old McGregor prediction, and it's going to be at least in the first or second round.
Oh, you heard it right there, Las Vegas. So you can catch Joey the Leprechaun against Santa October 7th at Dave and Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. That's going down at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Joey, if you don't mind, I might want to train with you.
Yeah, well, come on down. We'll go get a pint somewhere, and we'll have a good time. Now, you must tell the listeners, though, that this is not a kid-friendly event, because after I'm done with Santa Claus, there's going to be no more Christmas presents for anybody this year.
You heard it there, Las Vegas. October 7th may be the official end of Christmas.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Dipsy or toddler?
All right, we are joined by Michael from North Las Vegas, and you say that you have experience with both drunks and toddlers. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this is a simple enough game. We'll go through them one at a time. I'll start by reading one here. You have to determine whether or not this is something that was said by somebody who was tipsy or by a toddler. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I had a blank dragon. It had no wings, never flies. I had a blank dragon. I had no wings. It never flies. And when I say blank, that means like inaudible. You can't really understand what's being said. Yeah. So I had a blank dragon. It had no wings, never flies. Is that something a drunk person said or a toddler said?
I would say a drunk person.
Drunk person is correct. Congratulations to you. Here's the audio.
I had a dragon. It had no wings. Never fly.
Wow.
Huh. I had a dragon. It had no wings. Never
was
fly.
It was a bleep.
But so what we can't do is we can't say when it's a bleep.
Yeah.
Just have to say it's inaudible because the toddlers hopefully aren't going to cuss.
Did that word start with the F?
It did.
Oh.
I had an F and dragon.
Yeah,
fun?
Luau was a fun dragon. I had a fun dragon.
Luau was great for the second.
Oh, that was at the Luau.
That's from the Luau.
Right. Oh, okay.
All right, Mahoney, on to quote number two, tipsy or toddler.
All right. I got a heart tattoo, then another one with a sun sandwich, then another tattoo of stars. I got a heart tattoo.
That has to be tipsy.
Tipsy, unfortunately, is incorrect. You would think it would be tipsy, but no. Here you go.
I got a heart tattoo. Another one with the sun sandwich. And then another tattoo of stars.
To be fair, I think that kid was drunk.
I mean,
one more time.
I got a heart tattoo. And then another one with the sun sandwich. And then another tattoo of stars.
At that point, your kid is giving you a story, and you're like, honey.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, well, you're one and one.
Yeah, on one to the third one. Sylvia, right. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
All right. It's from your bunt brock. It's from your pointy, it's cut right in my finger, and it points.
Whoa. I'm going to go with toddler on that one.
Toddler is correct. Yes, you're on the board with two. Here we go.
From your bunt brock. It's from your pointy. It cuts right in my foot and it points.
I mean,
that easily could have been a drunk person. No idea what was being said. All right. On to the fourth one. You can win it right here if you get this one correct. You do have two more to go. My dragon. It cannot see because he forget his glasses like you. My dragon. It cannot see because he forget his glasses like you.
That has to be a toddler.
I'm sorry. I know.
My dragon, it cannot see because he forgot his glasses like you. My dragon, he cannot see because he forgot his glasses like you.
I don't want to hang out with that guy.
I did hang out with that guy for a little bit. Yeah, they were a great time.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm so sad I didn't meet him.
All right, so it's 2-for-2. Oh, it all comes down to this one.
If you don't get this one, man, you are a moron. All right.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, if you don't get this one, you're a moron.
Just listen to what's being said. I think that you should probably win it here. We'll see.
I got a story for you. I was at Encore Beach Club earlier, and basically these girls was proper putting on me, but I didn't feel fancy, but I didn't fancy her because I'm gay, and she basically got real jealous, so that basically turned me into him. And so I went to the toilet and blank him.
That's an easy tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Okay. Congratulations to you.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
I got a story for you.
Okay.
I was at Encore Beach Club earlier, and basically this girl was proper putting it on me, but I didn't fancy her because I'm gay, and she basically got really jealous. So that basically turned me and him on, so I went to the toilet.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, my.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Live from Legacy Stadium, Dave and Mahoney this morning, broadcasting live, and we are drinking the Goose Island 312, generously donated to us by our friends here at Legacy Stadium. You can drink some of those out on their beer garden a little bit later on today. Going to be a beautiful day.
Because today is the first day of autumn.
Do you call it autumn or do you call it fall?
Fall. I should call it autumn because autumn
feels like
sounds...
a stripper.
Whoa.
Doesn't it? Kinda?
No.
Like a pumpkin spice stripper?
I agree with Mahoney.
Does it smell like pumpkin spice?
I mean, I would be mad. I love the smell of pumpkin. Like, that's the thing that I hate the most about fall is that there are so many places and so many people burning, like, pumpkin-smelling candles, and you walk in and you're just like, I just want to eat pumpkin pie constantly.
Oh, I thought it would, like, kill the scent for you.
No.
Because it does get a little overpowering where, everywhere you go, there's, like, pumpkin spice everything. So it's like, I need a break.
I mean, I know you don't love it because, you know, autumn is traditionally associated with Thanksgiving, and you're more of a Halloween type of girl.
Oh, I'm very excited for Halloween.
Yes.
We got our ghost lights in the office. I got a spooky pillow.
What are you dressing up as this year?
I want to be Kat Von D.
You want to be Kat Von D for Halloween this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? I just want to wear all those tattoos. Why are you disappointed?
I'm not disappointed. I just think that's an interesting take on, I thought maybe you'd be like a tree or...
What? A tree?
Yeah, a tree.
A tree?
Yeah, I feel like that's an interesting Halloween costume.
Why would it be a tree? I see it as a challenge because of all like the tattoos and like all the little intricate details that I could, do.
I am so over dressing up for Halloween. There's nothing I abhor more than dressing up for Halloween.
When was the last time that you dressed up for Halloween?
A year or two ago.
What were you?
I don't even remember, like a douchebag.
Was it a couple's costume?
No.
Have you ever done a couple's costume?
I can't remember if I have with my current girlfriend or not. I don't know if she's... I don't think she's ever... No, she's not a big dresser-upper either. Oh. So I was Sonny and Cher one year.
That's
like
cute.
Back in like 2002, and I was Cher, and I shaved my legs and had a dress on. I looked damn good, won $500. But I think that's like the last time I went like all out on Halloween.
Ian, have you ever done a couple's costume, or what was the last time you dressed up?
No, I've always been really lazy with my Halloween costumes. I think the last time I dressed up, I just put on a towel like on my head and then on my waist, and then like I just said I wasn't ready or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, he's in shape and he's thin. So
people started pulling the towel off just constantly, and I made the decision to not wear pants, just underwear.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, well, at least you had underwear on.
That is
so
true.
Well, that, and he wanted to, full effect.
Yeah. I mean, you can't wear
pants.
Unless you're the guy from Arrested Development. You're never nude.
Never.
But that's besides the point. So we've got some interesting news that's coming out of Las Vegas today. One person was shot early yesterday morning in a Las Vegas apartment complex on the east side. The shooting was reported at 4:45 a.m. in the Hamptons Apartments. Neighbors called the police after hearing several gunshots and a man screaming for help. The police found a 21-year-old man on the scene with a gunshot wound.
Oh,
normally we wouldn't, this is not funny news, and this is not something that we would normally talk about, but the gunshot wound was to his ass.
Oh, no.
He got shot straight up in his buttocks. The man was hospitalized for his injury, but it was not life-threatening, so good news there.
Oh, that ass is going to be okay.
Like, I hope it's like in the chunky part of the butt.
I mean, you know? Like, as opposed to, like, the tailbone area?
Yeah, or, like...
I feel like the tailbone area is kind of, like, life-threatening. If you're getting shot, you know...
Or, like, too close to the crack? That's what I'm saying. Just, like, the chunky
part. I can't handle rough toilet paper, let alone a bullet. X-1075.
Mornings on X-1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
Broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium inside the Palazzo right next to the Venetian. So we are here all morning broadcasting our show as we are every single Friday. And one of the things I love about Fridays is, well, the fact that the weekend is, you know, literally just hours away for most of us. We can do it. We can get through this day. But it's a day of reflection, I think, on what we've done during the week.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because... you know, we say, okay, well, did we do a good job?
Did we
fumble?
It's hard to you know, like Wednesday, we're still like recovering from Monday by that point. But Friday, we're, you know, you can look back like, did I do well this week? Was this a successful week? And the answer for us, unfortunately, is no. And that's why we bring you a brand new blooper reel for your enjoyment.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
How do you feel like you're going to perform at this?
I mean, Bill Pullman is one of the finest thespians that we have ever...
Wait, the finest what?
Thespians that we've ever encountered.
Pullman.
I've got the stupid thing in my mouth, people. Bill Pullman is one of the finest thespians.
And he looks awesome, man. He still looks like he hasn't missed a step. It was a blast to watch that game, man. And Marshawn Lynch has a ton of personality, too.
Yeah.
He may get fined for some of the things that he got fined in the first game for a quote unquote.
Fine him and have he'll get some
hand gesture.
If you find him, right? Yeah. He's just going to get more endorsements.
If you find him, right?
Like I said, we really genuinely enjoy what we do.
Absolutely.
The bad news is we're not very good at it.
Oh.
Well, you know.
We try, Dave, and trying matters. We get the participation ribbon of radio.
Yeah.
Get the participation ribbon of radio.
But I thought the presenters did a pretty good job. A couple of the shows that won big, Pretty Little Lies, won big time at the Emmys. My girlfriend watched that. She loved it. Trying to get me to watch it. I'm like... Nicole Kidman naked in it, so I'm thinking about maybe watching it.
Big Little Lies is what you're talking about.
Oh, what I say, pretty?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty Little Liars is a TV show.
That's totally different.
Yeah. Oh, what I say, pretty? Yeah.
It's the blooper reel. Saturday, October 7th, 7 p.m., doors open.
Mm-hmm.
Fight's going down, absolutely free. You can get your shirts that go to benefit St. Jude's Ranch for Kids right now at DaveMahoney.com.
Do you have your Invisalign in?
Yes, I do. You can get your shirts... that go to benefit St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. Glenlivet,
mm-hmm.
Founders Reserve, single malt Scotch whiskey. So, you ready for that, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Wednesday, we drink whiskey on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's dread why we this call day it, of the week.
That's why we call it Whiskey Wednesday.
Whiskey Wednesday.
Oh, did you get new Invisalign?
That's why we call it Whiskey Wednesday. Whiskey Wednesday.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X-1075.
We are broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium here at the Palazzo in Venetian. You cannot go wrong with the beer garden that they have outside. It is going to be open later on today. And
the weather is going to be beautiful because it's the first day of autumn.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we're closer to Halloween.
Absolutely. Yes. So we'll be hanging out here until the end of the show today. But don't forget, it opens later on this morning. And you're welcome to come down and enjoy some of their amazing beer specials that they have going on while we're here.
They have a good...
It's open.
Yeah, we they have a good breakfast beer.
They do. And relatively. We're drinking the Goose Island 312 Urban Wheat, a very nice, I would say, breakfast beer to get things started off this morning. And one of the things I love about Friday is the segments that we do, because all week long we play these just ridiculous audio clips every single week, and we call it the Friday Five. And usually the Friday Five happens about 8:20 or so. And we're going to kick it off around 8:20. And right before we do the Friday Five, too, in about 15 minutes from now, we will be giving away tickets to go see Imagine Dragons. They've got special guests Group Love and K-Flay Lie at the T-Mobile Arena on Friday, September 29th. Plus, you will be qualified for the grand prize to ride a roller coaster at the New York, New York with Group Love. Tickets are on sale right now through AXS.com. But now, that's a right around 8:20. So we will be giving those away 15 minutes or
now,
so.
Now, if you do win the riding a roller coaster with Group Love, do you want to play it cool? You know, you don't want to be like screaming your head off.
The roller coaster. Have you ridden the roller coaster at New York?
Yeah,
it's pretty scary.
It's pretty gnarly.
I mean,
I'm saying, like, do you want to just play it cool? Like, oh
no, you have fun. You let it all hang out. They're like they're a bunch of hippies. That's the thing about Group Love. They are a bunch of hippies.
Okay,
so they're awesome to hang out with. So we will be getting you registered for that and giving you tickets to go see them with Imagine Dragons in about 15 minutes. But before we kick off the Friday Five here from Legacy Stadium, we are going to play you an honorable mention. And this one, it's just so ridiculous. These clowns who are doing a charity drive, which, you know, okay, raising money for charity, always a good thing.
Yeah.
But when the fake names start rolling in,
yes, that's pretty. That's not
use
nice.
A little bit of sense. So here's your honorable mention for the Friday Five.
Foreskin Tim, he donated $10. He said, "Shout out to all my young Samus mains."
Jeez.
So thank you, Tim. We appreciate that.
Don't read that.
What?
See what I'm saying? I knew better, dude.
I thought he was like doing it for Tim or Foreskin.
Just stop.
All right. my bad.
Admit defeat, dude. You lost.
My bad.
You fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Oh, my God.
That's the $1 donation from Jenna Tools.
Hold on. No, you just did it.
Jenna?
You just did it. You just did it. You see,
I am not alone.
They got me. They victimized us. It is not just me.
Come on, guys. You can do better than that. But trust me, it gets much better than that. The Friday Five, just minutes away. Also, those Imagine Dragons tickets. Thank you for listening this morning to X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Out of all the things that we've done on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, I've never seen Ian more excited about a feature. This is something that's near and dear to your heart, huh?
It is. This is also a hobby of mine as well, too.
So before we even started this is something that you just regularly do. You look up the news in small towns?
I romanticize small towns. I don't know about you guys, but I have lived in very populated cities my entire life.
Uh-huh.
And it's something about small towns that just really cut me to the core.
I like visiting small towns.
It's nice,
you know?
It's nice to go through. I mean, living in small towns, I grew up in a small town of about 15,000 people in Brainerd, Minnesota. You know.
It gets to a point where you're just like,
you miss some of the amenities of living in a city. Yeah. But nonetheless, I think that you're right. There is a certain charm to small towns.
Yes. Exactly.
And let's see if that's the case here in the great state of Nevada. Our first small town news is from lovely Eureka County, which is about 5 hours north of Las Vegas. Population, about 2,000.
Okay.
Established in 1873. First of all, in the one of the top stories coming out of Eureka is their thank yous. They want to thank everyone that came out to the Eureka Restoration last month to help clean up the old county cemetery.
Okay. I mean, you got to clean up the cemetery.
That's nice.
Can't have a mess cemetery.
Yep. Some big news. Corey of Kingston lost his dog walker, who is deaf.
Oh, no.
They think he is headed towards some sort of table mound. Anyone with information, if they could please go to the I Love Eureka Facebook page and reach out to Corey in Kingston. Now, one thing that was a little bit confusing about this is that his dog is named Walker, so he said he lost his dog Walker, who is deaf. We don't know if he lost his dog Walker or if he lost his dog Walker, who is deaf.
Oh,
so was it
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a tough story. We don't know.
Oh man, that makes me so sad.
It's really sad. Yeah, but
he lost Walker. He's deaf and he's wandering towards the Table Rock Mountains.
In the obituaries from Eureka, they were celebrating the life of Sharon Gilbini, who is known as Timmy. She was lost on August 19th at 1 p.m., and really, everyone was curious as to why Sharon went by the name Timmy her entire life. That's the big question there.
That was in the obituary?
That was in the obituary.
She took it to the grave with her. Huh? We don't know why she was
told. I want to know now.
Yep. It's one of those unsolved mysteries.
And big congratulations coming out of Eureka to Chad Bliss, a longtime resident of Eureka County who was awarded the Wayne E. Kirch Conservation Award at the Nevada Board of Wildlife. Yes, the award is given annually to recipients who have demonstrated significant results towards conservation, management, or enhancement of wildlife. So congratulations to Chad.
Yeah, I would never expect something that awesome from a guy named Chad.
Yeah.
Great job, Chad.
And moving along, and this one gets a little dicier. There's more drama in Lovelock, Nevada, which is 7 hours north.
Oh.
Also population about 2,000. Now, Lovelock, as you may recall, made national news recently because of the whole OJ trial.
Yeah.
Well, some of the reviews of Lovelock are not great. We'll actually get to that in just a moment. But first, the city of Lovelock, known as the Banana Belt, was established in 1868 and incorporated on September 26, 1917. So almost happy century anniversary for old Lovelock, Nevada.
We should go up there and hoot it up.
Yeah. What do you do in Lovelock? A little update, I-80 West near exit 106 had a chemical spill in late June. Everything was reopened after a day, and no one would have noticed it if it wasn't reported on.
Yeah.
Number two, there was reported absolute chaos during the O.J. Simpson parole hearing, and by absolute chaos, they mean they had to provide two garbage cans instead of the usual single can at the courthouse.
That is news?
That's news.
That's news.
Absolute chaos.
Oh, boy.
And when I say the reviews aren't all positive of Lovelock, I mean it. There is one very angry young lady by the name of Lynette. Now, Lynette, for whatever reason, is not a fan of Lovelock. And she said, her official review is, after living in Lovelock for over 10 years, I'm happy to say it is one messed up town. I'm so grateful to have escaped the lies and deceit slung at me with no regards to them being true.
Whoa.
May those whom took part of the wrongful lies remember what you did. May you all think back to the time you spoke untruths, and may you know that whomever you hurt, because whatever you did, it was an untruth. To that one girl, you know who you are. You know what you did. Overall Facebook rating, 3.1 out of 5 for Lynette.
Okay, oh, wow. Not bad.
Not great, though.
That sounds just like a curse.
I mean, a 3.1 out of 5 is not, I mean, there's way worse places to live.
Yeah.
But that one girl who did that one thing.
Yes, you know who you are.
What did she do?
And finally, the big news coming out of Lovelock this week. The soccer schedule for this weekend has been changed.
Oh, what? No.
Yes. Why?
They will play on Friday at 3 p.m. at home versus Whittle. That was going to be Friday at 3. Now it's Saturday at 10 a.m. The girls are 0-1 this season, so they're in the hunt for the first win.
Well.
But additionally, the volleyball games with North Tahoe on Saturday have been pushed back. JV begins at 1 p.m., and that's followed by the varsity games at 2.
Don't mess that up. JV at 1, varsity at
2. So there you have it. First time ever, small town news!
Yay!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium this morning. We are here pretty much every single Friday. The beer garden will be open a little bit later on, and today will be the perfect day to check out that beer garden here at Legacy Stadium, one of the finest sports books in the world, as voted on by the readers of the Las Vegas Review Journal.
And they can drink some Goose Island.
I think it's time to move on to the Hop Knot IPA, Sylvia. It's time to kick things up to the 6.7% IPA this morning.
It's getting later in the morning now.
It is. It's after 8 a.m. So now we can bust out the good stuff. And congratulations goes out to Debbie. She picked up those tickets to go see Imagine Dragons. That's happening Friday, September 29th, which also happens to be her daughter's 16th birthday.
Oh.
So hell of a gift right there. Yes, I don't know if it's for her. Team. The gift is so she doesn't have to go to her daughter's birthday, or if she's going to take her daughter, or how it's going to work.
Imagine the morning of her birthday, her sweet 16. Like, listen, I made some plans.
I'm going to see Imagine Dragons
and
Group Love and K-Flay, yeah. So congratulations to her, but we still got plenty of giveaways that we'll be giving away throughout the rest of the day. Those tickets to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse, which is basically starting today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So still have those passes, like one of your last chances to get those. Also, tickets for Adam Sandler also who's going to be performing here in Las Vegas over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. But right now, let's get into the Friday Five. We had an honorable mention a little bit earlier, but number five involves just stupidity all the way around. I don't know why CNN would have this guy on their show. I don't know why they would get offended by him saying the word boobs, but this sports host, I forget what his name is, but he's basically just a troll.
Yeah.
CNN decided to have him on to talk about whatever.
But
and
that's his shtick.
That is his shtick. And they get offended when he does what he does. So let's take a listen to number five at CNN getting offended.
I believe completely in the First Amendment and in boobs. Those are the only two things I believe 100% in this country. And by the way, Jamel has absolutely nothing to do with her background
CNN,
at all. Did you notice that? He went straight to that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did go straight to that.
Why would you even say that live on national television and with a female host?
I say it live on the radio all the time because it's true and that's what I do. Because I like boobs and the First Amendment, which is exactly what I said.
I'm sorry.
And
to have her anatomy brought up, to have anyone's anatomy brought up in this conversation.
I'm done. This is done. This is conversation over. Yanking mics. Bye. See ya.
So dumb. Would you, as a female host, Sylvia, would you have been, if you were hosting that segment, would you have been offended?
I don't know if I would have been offended because it takes a lot to offend me.
Yeah.
I would be taken aback.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh,
because
okay.
This is the news and we're supposed to be talking about something serious, but you've already devolved it into just talking about something stupid anyway.
Yeah. Like it wasn't even brought up. So, I don't know, like
if he was talking about your boobs or my boobs, yes, then I think there you could be offended if the CNN host there, Brooke Baldwin, was bringing her up. That's crossing the line, but just making a blanket statement boobs.
But then again, my humor is very much like a 12-year-old boy.
Well,
I probably would have giggled.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
The fact that she couldn't bring herself to say the word boobs.
No, because
is so dumb.
Because apparently in her headset, someone was saying, is he saying boobs or booze? And so that, like, at first she had to like spell it, but it's like, eh, come on. It's boobs.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So don't have those types of people on your show.
Don't have a troll comment on serious topics.
Yeah, don't do that. And coming in at number four, not quite the Bill O'Reilly level of a meltdown this week, but wow, this guy. You know, Lawrence O'Donnell, he's a Harvard graduate. He's a very eloquently spoken man, but he sure does like to use the F word. Things were going wrong for him on a broadcast back in like the end of August. I think it was August 29th, and this is the unaired footage of him when there's like a piece playing, like they cut to a correspondent, and this is him talking to his producers in the meantime.
And we know, I mean, like when you're doing a broadcast and you have like some kind of distraction,
it's
like an
echo. Oh my god,
it's tough.
Do it. You have to take like you'll see guys take their earpieces out, or you'll see them take off their headphones if it's feeding back, because you can't. There is just something with your brain that does not allow you to work when you're hearing either your own voice. Like 10 milliseconds after what you're saying, or let alone somebody else trying to talk to you in your ear.
Yeah, because you have enough going on in front of you. So the fact that you have someone talking in your ear, even if it's not even to you, but just like in this case, it was something about like a Labor Day sale. I would be like, where's the sale?
We can bounce off each other because, you know, like, luckily there's two people, but it's just him. He is the face of that program.
Yeah.
It is only him. He can't, like, work on it in the meantime. So, very, very annoyed. Lawrence O'Donnell coming in at number four.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear? Someone in that control room is out of control. There's insanity in the control room tonight. You have insanity in my earpiece. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the hammer?
It's on a different
floor. Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. I'll go down to the floor myself and stop it. Keep the commercial break going. It's out of control. Crazy sound coming in my ear, this stupid hammering. It just sucks. It sucks.
But like you mentioned, like when it's me and you, like we're bouncing off each other. So we're having a conversation. But if someone's like talking in your ear, and you try to like communicate with that person, you just sound crazy.
You sound crazy. You sound angry. But you know what, Ian? This weekend for you, please make a remix with that. Like he's asking, "Where's the hammer?" You got to mix some MC Hammer into that.
You know,
please.
Oh, you know it. I already please. Got the ideas. Kind of formulating right now.
For Monday, hopefully a Lawrence O'Donnell MC Hammer mashup. But don't worry, we've got more continuing on in the Friday Five. So number three and number two are coming up next here on X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are continuing to broadcast live from Legacy Stadium here at the Palazzo, the best sports book in town. The Beer Garden will be open a little bit later on today, and those pretzels, amazing. You got to get your pretzel on.
Going to
be
so
some
hungry.
Amazing weather later on this morning as well. But we are going to continue on with the Friday Five. We've already gone through quite a few good ones. The charity workers who just get bamboozled into saying stupid names, First Amendment and boobs, Lawrence O'Donnell just losing his mind.
Which is, oh man, that is some solid audio right
I
there.
I love it. And whoever, oh, it's so dirty, though, to release that. Because if you heard, you know, we're having conversations with what's going on while music is playing or we're in commercials or something like that, getting the show ready. If anybody released that kind of stuff on us, we would be fired immediately. All of us would be fired. And not because we said anything controversial, just because, God, you guys are so stupid. You are the stupidest people I've ever heard in my entire life.
Get out.
Ever. But it gets better right now in the Friday Five. Coming in at number three, this is one of the weirdest stories about a police hunt that we've heard. There is this mystery person who is terrorizing a small Colorado town, but it's a woman who's pooping in people's yards as she jogs, even though there's bathrooms around. So let's take a listen to number three on the Friday Five.
We call her the Mad Pooper of Pine Creek. They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I came outside. I was like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry. And so I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, you know, and never run here ever again. Not the case. There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta potties. There's a gas station right here.
I just like how she said she's going to go back and, like, go and get a doggy bag, like, those doggy bags.
Yes. Clean up after your dogs. Clean up after yourself. That's not too much to ask for.
You shouldn't have to clean up after yourself on, like, the lawn. Go to the bathroom.
Well, no, I'm saying, yes, don't do it on the lawn. But if you do, for whatever reason, come back. But no shit. I wish, like, there's something about me that admires that mystery pooper because she has so little shame. She just does not give a damn. If I could live my life without that kind of shame or the ability to process shame, I would be a billionaire.
Yeah, you'd be the happiest person, but you'd also make the studio very stinky.
Well, I wouldn't do it in the studio, so I would absolutely not do that. I just kind of imagine, though, the police, because they're out, they're searching for this woman. They want to find out who it is. I feel like it's fair game to, if you catch her doing that, yeah, a little tasing. You get a tasing while it's going down.
Also about this woman, I like how she's very nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
Where she like gets questioned, like, are you actually pooping in my lawn?
Well, at least she was polite and said, yeah, sorry.
She's like, yeah, sorry.
Sorry about that.
All right, well,
apologize.
Bye.
I'm gonna continue running. What are you eating that you're that regular that you have to, that you can't wait to go to the porta potty or the park right across the street?
Maybe it's like she gets a rush out of it.
I don't know what is going on there.
No, because people are, you know, freaks. They're freaks out there.
Do you believe in karma, Sylvia?
Yes.
Ian, do you believe in karma?
Yes, I do.
I am also a big believer in karma, and that kind of leads us into number two in today's Friday Five. This scene, we pick up guys filming a car. We have this. Is this video up on DavidMahoney.com?
It is.
If you go to DavidMahoney.com, you can see this video. But the sounds that are going on here are ridiculous. They're filming a guy who's weaving in and out of traffic and looks to be either drunk or impaired some way.
It does look scary because he's fishtailing, you know, out of control.
Absolutely. And when you're in a car on the highway going any miles an hour, it could be a dangerous situation.
And eventually he does, you know, go off the road.
Yes, he goes off the road, and these guys aren't quick enough to see because a pole falls on their car that the drunk driver had just hit. So let's pick it up in number two on the Friday Five.
Come on, Sidewinder, get it going.
Please.
There he goes. There he goes. Oh, he just... Oh, did you get that one?
Are you okay?
Yeah. And the reason why this is number two on the Friday Five, it's not because the instant karma or the ridiculousness of all of it. It's the fart there at the end.
It's
Ian.
The fear-induced fart.
Yes. One more time, Ian.
Are you okay?
Are we sure that's the fart? That's a guy farting, or that's not just the airbag deployed?
I've never heard an airbag that sounds like a fart.
That's what we need. Airbags that sound like farts. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, boy. I mean, this week with the Friday Five, the honorable mention, the charity workers saying fake names. First, the First Amendment and boobs. Lawrence O'Donnell, the mad pooper terrorizing a Colorado town, and a pole falling on a car for karma. And then the guy, we think farting. We don't know exactly what happened there.
Fear-induced farts.
Fear-induced farts. We think that's what's... It could have been, you know. That's the body's self-defense mechanism when you're in a car wreck.
When you're really scared. Yeah. Oh god.
It's like a skunk, right?
I mean,
it does occur in nature, people.
That's true.
But none of those compare to what's number one in today's Friday Five. This number one piece of audio comes to us from here locally. It was gathered by our friends over there at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and they caught up with a man who only identifies himself by the name of Roger. He won like $10.4 million playing megabucks down at the Fiesta Henderson. And
he just moved to Vegas not too long ago. A
couple months ago. And what he says he's going to spend his money on is priceless. And this is a reason why this is your number one piece of audio in this week's Friday Five.
I play this machine a lot. It's my favorite machine in here. So I put $20 in it, and like the fourth spin, I hit it.
So have you called family yet and told them?
I don't want them to know. I want to keep it all for myself. No, I did tell myself. I really didn't realize I'd even won it until they come and told me that I did. Yeah, I just didn't believe it. I still don't believe it. I'll probably spend most of it on women and alcohol and gambling. The rest of it I'll waste.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium here at the beautiful Palazzo. We are here pretty much every single Friday. Feel free to come down once they open and check out the beer garden. It is fantastic. Some amazing beers offered up. The food, phenomenal. And it's going to be a beautiful day later on today or anytime this weekend. It looks like we've got a great weekend ahead planned for us.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful right now.
It is fantastic right now. And I promised you in just about three or four minutes ago, that we would be giving you a chance to win a pair of exclusive passes to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse, which is happening tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Real World Suite at the Gold Spike. Featuring interviews, meet and greets, acoustic performances from select Life is Beautiful artists and more.
If Bossy Rossi's
not a pathological liar, he told me that there is going to be monster star of stage, film, everything. And one of the biggest artists that we play here on X107.5. Not going to say who, just in case Bossy Rossi is lying to us, but... could be monstrous. So if you want a pair of tickets to go see the Downtown Soundhouse and hang out all weekend long, and you can pick them up today, that's very important. You can pick them up today by 5 p.m.
You kind of have to.
Be caller number 10 right now at 791-1075, and we will hook you up with that. And while you're calling, you know, we'll just reflect. You know, Dave is not here. He's abandoned us again, Sylvia.
Yeah. He's been doing that a lot lately.
He has. And, you know, but I feel like this Friday, even though that I'm on this side of the board and not doing what I normally do, and Ian's running the board as well, yeah. I feel like we haven't had many screw-ups today, I would say, right?
Yeah, I think we've done pretty good for ourselves.
But luckily, while Dave was here all this week, we had quite a few screw-ups, so...
So basically, Dave is bad juju.
Yes, he is. So in the meantime, enjoy the blooper reel, mostly with Dave.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
How do you feel like you're going to perform at this?
I mean, Bill Pullman is one of the finest thespians that we have ever...
Wait, the finest what?
Thespians that we've ever encountered.
Bill Pullman.
I've got the stupid thing in my mouth, people. Bill Pullman is one of the finest thespians
And he looks awesome, man. He still looks like he hasn't missed a step. It was a blast to watch that game, man. And Marshawn Lynch has a ton of personality, too.
Man.
He may get fined for some of the things that he got fined in the first game for a quote-unquote
fine hand, him and have he'll get some
hand gesture.
If you fine him, right? Yeah. He's just going to get more endorsements.
If you fine him, right?
Like I said, we really genuinely enjoy what we do.
Absolutely.
The bad news is we're not very good at it.
Well, you know.
We try, Dave, and trying matters. We get the participation ribbon of radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the participation ribbon of radio.
But I thought the presenters did a pretty good job. A couple of the shows that won big, Pretty Little Lies, won big time at the Emmys. My girlfriend watched that. She loved it. Trying to get me to watch it. I'm like, it's got Nicole Kidman naked in it, so I'm thinking about maybe watching it.
Big Little Lies is what you're talking about.
Oh, what I say, pretty?
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars is a TV show.
That's totally different.
Yeah. Oh, what I say, pretty? Yeah.
It's the blooper reel.
Saturday, October 7th, 7 p.m., doors open.
Mm-hmm.
Fight's going down, absolutely free. You can get your shirts that go to benefit St. Jude's Ranch for Kids right now at DaveMahoney.com.
Do you have your Invisalign in?
Yes, I do. You can get your shirts that go to benefit St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. Thug Glenn Livet,
mm-hmm.
Founders Reserve, single malt Scotch whiskey. So, you ready for that, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Wednesday, we drink whiskey on Wednesdays.
I know.
That's why we call it Whiskey Wednesday.
Whiskey
Wednesday.
That's why we call it Whiskey
Wednesday. Oh, did you get new Invisalign?
That's why we call it Whiskey Wednesday. Whiskey Wednesday. Thank you, Ian, for putting together another amazing blooper reel. And who picked up tickets to go see The Soundhouse later on today?
Oh, you know what? I actually have them on hold. So you know what? Let's find out.
Yeah, let's talk to them. Who is it?
X175, who's this?
This is Eric. What's up?
Hey, Eric, how would you like to go to X107.5's Downtown Soundhouse, which kicks off today at noon with the Revivalists?
I would totally love that.
My man, you are going. Thank you so much for listening. How do you think the show's been going so far, minus Dave?
You know, it's not the same without Dave, but
you
they're
son of a
Wait, are you a Pharisite?
Yes.
You think so? You think Dave's going to win in the boxing match, too, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. It might be like the Canelo Triple G fight. You know, they might give it to Mahoney so they could have the third fight.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
Uh-huh. All right.
You never know.
All right. Well, luckily, Dave will be back, and he'll actually be hanging out at Soundhouse later on this weekend, as well as will all of us. So thank you so much for listening to us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Better smile every day.
It's Invisalign Theater!
Sounds like a cheesy, like, 80s, early 90s
yeah,
commercial.
Like, all right, so here's what's going on. Mahoney has Invisalign, and that makes it hard. Don't you take that out.
Ew.
Well, I normally, when we are on the air, I take out the top to talk.
How far?
But for Invisalign Theater, you insist that I put it in.
Well, yes, because for the first several weeks when we were doing the radio show, you didn't want to take out your Invisalign because you were afraid that your teeth were going to stay crooked. And so,
also, it was very painful for him.
It's very painful. I wasn't afraid that they were going to get crooked. It's
also
just very painful.
But you refuse to take them out when you do a radio show. Your one job is to be able to talk.
Whatever.
So put it back in. And here's how this is going to work today.
Perfect.
While he is
nasty.
While he is clicking back his.
Okay, it's in.
Ew.
All right, so while he's getting those back in place, I'm going to play for you the actual speech from Independence Day. You probably all remember this. Bill Pullman delivered this. And I actually been watching Bill Pullman recently on that show, The Sinner, with Jessica Biel on.
Is that good?
It's really good, yeah.
Is it just good because Jessica Biel's hot?
No, that doesn't hurt, but no. It's a very good show.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, here you go. This is the original speech from Independence Day that Mahoney is going to try to recreate for us this morning.
Good morning.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Oh man! Yes. Here, let me just add a little bit at the end.
There we go.
Fireworks and the planes. Mm.
I mean, that is straight up America.
How do you feel like you're going to perform at this?
I mean, Bill Pullman is one of the finest thespians that we have ever.
Wait, the finest what?
Thespians that we've ever encountered.
Pullman.
I've got the stupid thing in my mouth, people.
This is a big moment for you, Mahoney. This is an iconic scene from a movie that we all loved when we were on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
Independence Day, the dramatic final scene with Bill Pullman. Uh-huh. And you kind of have to give it that little raspy, like, we're fighting for, you know, like just a little bit of that gravel.
You know what? Don't do voices.
Yeah. You don't have to do a lot of a voice, just a little gravitas, you know, just a little... Our Independence Day. You know,
am I a pirate or the president of the United States?
That's how Bill Pullman delivered it. He kind of talks like that, just a little bit.
I don't do voices, man.
Yeah.
He talks like this.
All right, you ready?
Well, can I get some dramatic music, please, Dave?
Absolutely. A new installment of Invisalign Theater. Mahoney has his Invisalign trays in, and he is all set. Here we go.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as a day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We are going to live on. We are going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. God bless America.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Broadcasting live from Legacy Stadium, it's the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Dave is out today, but that is okay. We have managed to get through this day somehow, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Dave will be back on Monday as well.
You know what? I think we did good. We were bloop-free today.
Bloop-free today, and hopefully that will continue on because we're getting into the show. We really graciously appreciate every single person who takes time out of their day to spend it with us, either on your way to work or at home, whatever you seem to be doing. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. We really do appreciate that. And this is our way of giving back to those of you who have listened to this giant pile of garbage throughout most of today's show. So, without further ado, here's today's Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney. I mean, I know you don't love it because, you know, autumn is traditionally associated with Thanksgiving and you're more of a Halloween type of girl.
Oh, I'm very excited for Halloween.
Yes. What are you dressing up as this year?
I want to be
You want to be for Halloween this year?
Yeah.
That sounds so dirty.
It always sounds dirty.
Well, I mean, maybe it is a dirty costume that Sylvia wants to dress up as this Halloween. If you know what Sylvia wants to dress up as, 791-1075. Call now if you know the show.
Did you know that there's a sexy fake news costume?
A sexy fake news costume?
It's basically a dress with, like, newspaper, like, headlines.
Uh-huh.
That's very sexy.
Oh, I thought it was like a really skimpy like newscaster thing.
No, you would think that it would be like, you know, super skimpy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if it's like just Nate Tenenbaum and a bow tie, I mean, yeah.
But at this point, anything can be sexy.
All right. I mean, pretty much at this point, I've seen a sexy hot dog.
I'm a sexy laptop.
Push my buttons. There's no delete key.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that means. All right, X1075, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, what does Sylvia want to dress up as this Halloween?
Sylvia wants to be Kat Von D, baby.
Yes, I do!
You are absolutely correct. Sylvia wants to be Kat Von D. We also would have accepted a treat. So... either of those, but congratulations. You just picked up a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler live at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan during his new upcoming residency. Show dates are happening November 10th and 17th. He'll also be back on January 26th and 27th. But for knowing the show today, you, sir, are going to see Adam Sandler.
You can climb up my stump.
Your love stump? It.
I don't know.
Why are you so weird,
branches?
Sylvia?
Branches? Climb up branches? I don't know. I'm going with the sexy tree.
Okay. One last question. Who do you got in the fight on October 7th, me or Dave?
Oh, man. I would say Dave, but I'm going to have to go with you on this one this time. I mean, you're lighter. Mm-hmm. You know, last time you had the internal organ thing. You had to get removed.
Trigger had just died.
I think you should take Dave's, like, spleen out this time.
I feel like I'm gonna straight up take his appendix out.
Whoa, man, you're going to do Mortal Kombat on him?
That is right. Get over here, and then I'm going to, like, blow fire on him or something along those lines. But
knock his tonsils out of his mouth.
That's right, that old big tooth bitch. Nah, we love Dave. And October 7th, Downtown Boogaloo, going to be amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and we will be back on Monday. In the meantime, everybody, enjoy the beautiful weather we're going to have this weekend, and be safe. Thank you so much, X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.